Living 2,500 meters above sea level, there are no grocery stores nearby. Farzana's day begins with getting milk for her family. She lives in the idyllic Pasu village, where three glaciers meet in northern Pakistan. But under the serene calm is an ever-present danger, because those glaciers are melting, and at different rates. Because of land erosion and floods, her house is now only 12 meters away from a riverbank. Farzana's family lives in constant fear, not knowing whether another flood will sweep it all away.
This used to be our agricultural land. When I was a child, we had fruit orchards and fields. After massive glacial outflows became more frequent, it's all become part of the river. The whole area in the summer is submerged. We face constant danger. Our village has lost cattle and lots of agricultural land, and this area has become more dangerous.
7 million people are at risk from glacial lake outburst floods, or GLOFs as they're locally known. Out of the 3,000 or more glacial lakes in northern Pakistan, the United Nations Development Programme says 33 are dangerous. More than 600 acres of arable land have been lost to the river, and many people living in Pasu are angry at the government for not doing enough. They say the talk about warning systems and protection walls never leads to action. The government maintains it's working with international partners to invest $40 million into saving lives and property.
These glaciers don't just affect the 7 million people, they affect the 230 million people who live in Pakistan. We have a project which is looking at setting up early warning systems so that we can at least get humans out of harm's way. But the challenge is the infrastructure. The infrastructure gets damaged. 70% of the damage caused by these glacial bursts is on infrastructure. And that creates an economic cost for Pakistan.
Scientists are assessing glacial fluctuations to understand the complex interactions involving climate and glacier response for its far-reaching impact on global weather. Pakistan's 7,000-plus known glaciers make it home to more glacial ice than anywhere on Earth outside the polar regions. And within the Himalayan region, alpine glaciers are sensitive to climatic changes due to their variable altitude and debris covering the ice. On the foothills of the Himalayan mountain range, there is erratic weather. Excessive rains cause flood, and a lack of rain means that waterways and springs such as this have dried up, and there's very little snow on the mountain tops. And that puts most of the population at risk, as more than 80% of Pakistan's fresh water comes from its glaciers.
This is a huge challenge for Pakistan. It's not of our own making. It's not because of Pakistan's emissions. It's because of what is happening around the world on climate change. And we are getting affected by this.
On average, countries store about 40% of their water. But in Pakistan, the figure is 9%, and the rest goes to the sea. And environmentalists say unless water consumption is reduced in farming and in urban areas, the precious resource will become increasingly scarce as the planet warms. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Ushu, near the Himalayan mountain system.